I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said he recognizes Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president. It comes as hundreds of thousands of people marched to demand an end to socialist President Nicolas Maduro's government. The marches were supported by Venezuela's bishops. Guaido, the head of the opposition-run Congress, said he would be willing to assume the presidency on an interim basis with the support of the armed forces to call elections. Pope Francis has a busy schedule of events in Panama today as he visits the country for World Youth Day. His day begins at the presidential palace for a courtesy visit before meeting bishops of Central America and later presiding over the opening ceremony of the World Youth Day on the coastal belt. The Pope briefly spoke to journalists on his flight to Panama, confirming he will visit Japan in November and saying he hopes to visit Iraq at some point. Five people have been killed in a gun attack in Florida. The shooting happened at a SunTrust bank in a town south of Orlando. Authorities say the 21-year-old suspect called police and said he had fired shots inside the bank. After negotiations failed, a SWAT team entered the building. The suspect surrendered and is now in custody. Police have not yet established a motive for the attack. Christian leaders and humanitarian organizations have complained after Italy's Interior Ministry ordered the closure of the Center for Asylum Seekers, where Pope Francis celebrated Holy Thursday Mass in 2016. The first 30 asylum seekers were transferred this week from the centre about 15 miles north of Rome. Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini tweeted that they were dismantling the business of refugee assistance, saying protests over the closing demonstrate how special interests and a lot of money are at stake. The Vatican Swiss Guard is receiving a modern upgrade to its uniform. The £4 hand-forged metal helmet has been replaced with new lightweight headgear. While the style remains the same, it's now made using a 3D printer and tough ASA thermoplastic. The Swiss Guards used the new helmet during a special ceremony this week at the Vatican, commemorating the 513th anniversary of their foundation. The Swiss Guard, made up of 110 soldiers, is the smallest and oldest military corps in the world. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.